On University of North Carolina Asheville Week, human rights protections are a good step, but are not always followed around the world. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Mark Gibney, Belk Distinguished Professor of Humanities, analyzes this gap.
If a group of Martians landed on our planet and were shown international human rights law, these extraterrestrial creatures would immediately think they had landed on a perfect planet. Under this law, there's no war, no torture, and no discrimination on the planet Earth. In addition, every inhabitant has shelter, adequate food and water, and workplace protections. Moreover, vulnerable populations, including children, women, and those with physical and mental disabilities, receive special protection from the state. Unfortunately, the real world is something much different. But how big is the gap between the rights proclaimed under international human rights law and actual state practice? The Political Terror Scale, PTS, was one of the first projects that sought to empirically measure actual state performance. The PTS focuses on four things: torture, summary executions, disappearances, and political imprisonment. The PTS uses a descending five-point scale where level five represents the highest levels of human rights violations and, at the other extreme, level one indicates the state nearly always protects human rights standards. The data for the PTS comes from three different sources: the U.S. State Department, Amnesty International, and Human Rights Watch. How well do states perform? There's both good and bad news. The good news is that a majority of states provide at least a modicum of human rights protection. For the period 1976 to 2021, the average worldwide PTS score was between a level 2 and level 3. However, there are a host of states that repeatedly violate human rights. Some of the worst offenders include Afghanistan, Iran, Iraq, North Korea, Syria, and Colombia. The first step in protecting human rights is knowing where and how such rights are being violated. The PTS provides the international community with this important tool.
That was Mark Gibney of the University of North Carolina, Asheville. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.